to this 14th day of October 2018. Fred, how are you? So good to see you. Did you have a chance to fire up the furnace at all for the last few days? It's that time of the year. Welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I pray that you are doing well. Hope you're staying nice and warm as well. Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that that really is all about Jesus. We focus, of course, on Him. He is the center of all that we do, all that we play, all that we say here on this program. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and today is really no different. Let's start things off this morning with the Rocket Town Chorus, and You Are My All in All, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Right, we've come to bless and lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Did you have yourself a good week? Oh, yeah, I sure did. I was on vacation for most of this week. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I was down south. I was down in Chattanooga, Atlanta area for several days, and then I come back, and it's cold. It's cold. It's been cold the last few days. That's for sure. You know, several years ago, my wife and I attended a Sunday morning Bible study, and the topic was about our heart and our hatred towards our brother. And the pastor taught on 1 John 3, which says, hey, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And the pastor went on to say, you know, the Bible says that if you have hatred in your heart towards another person, God says it's as good as murder. And then my wife looked at me and said, well, I'm sorry, I murdered you four times this morning. You know, Fred, all kidding aside, having hate in our heart is a big deal. You know, Charles Spurgeon once said, every man who hates another has the venom of murder in his veins. Friend, hatred can be a stumbling block in the path of forgiveness, reconciliation, and our sweet fellowship with the Lord. So, friend, if there's an ounce of hate in your heart, I encourage you to lay it down at the foot of the cross.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify. Glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, you give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be your name.
Always. Psalm 126. Verse 5 says, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. I love that. Fred, our joy and our hope can be as steady as the sunrise, even when the happenings around us are transitioning from wonderful to tragic. Friend, our joy and our hope can be as steady as the sunrise.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near, praise Him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what He ordained? Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend thee.
Fred, thank you so much for listening today to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and it was John MacArthur who said, make sure Satan has to climb over a lot of scripture to get to you.
For you, Lord.
That's right. It's Michael W. Smith. That's his worship medley. Isn't that great? What a beautiful song. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Of course, this October the 14th, 2018. I hope you're staying nice and warm. That's for sure. It's a great opportunity to get some hot cocoa out, make some chili in the crock pot. Yeah, I love this time of the year. Not a big fan of the freezing cold weather, but there's something special about the fall. That's for sure. Hey, if you have some time today, this weekend, this week, you can always drop me a note, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org, or you can connect with the program on Facebook. Yeah, we are on that social media platform. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio. Again, Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Well, tomorrow you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.